Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 46 of the Wheels to Walking podcast, the podcast with a guy in a wheelchair and a guy not in a wheelchair.
What up?
So this week we did something a little bit different. We have a guest who you'll be hearing from in just a second, but we wanted to do kind of a little quick intro because we already recorded that part, but it went really well. It went very well.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, so in episode, I think, 22, which is Richard is Secretly a Devo, we talk about Devo and devotees, and Rebecca, who you're going to meet in just a second, listened and had some opinions, so shipped me a message, and we talked a little bit back and forth.
And she identifies as a Devo.
Yeah, she identifies as a Devo, and we messaged back and forth, and we talked a little bit about it, and then I made another clarification on the podcast. I forget what episode it was, but there's a clip that it's called Is It Okay to Be a Devo? So you can look up that clip. And we've just been like chatting back and forth, and I kind of had a crazy idea. I was like, do you want to come on the podcast? And she was like, I'll think about it. And she was like, yeah, I just want to do it. Like, you know, but like, let's keep my identity out of it. You know, let's keep my dark face. Let's mess up my voice. Let's not talk about my name. And then as we just kept talking, I think she just realized that like, these guys are not going to put me in a corner and just roast me for no reason. And, you know, she finally agreed to come on, and we just had a really great episode, and I think it's going to go a way that not a lot of people are going to expect. And
yeah, and I think, honestly, when you first posed the idea of having a Devo on the show, I thought it was really interesting, because I'm like, I'm definitely a very empathetic person. I'm like, I definitely think we're going to come to a lot of understandings and probably have a lot of more agreements than disagreements on a lot of different things. And I think this was a very eye-opening episode. I think a lot of people are going to get a lot from it, and I hope that people listen to it with an open mind, because I think it was overwhelmingly very positive.
It was overwhelmingly positive, yeah, definitely. So let's just jump right into it.
Yeah, enjoy the episode, everyone.
Well, you might notice we've got an extra person in the room.
Yes.
We have Rebecca.
Hi. How's it going, guys?
It's good. It's very, very good. This is exciting. We've only had one. We had Jessie on the Zoom podcast.
Yeah,
it's not the same. She was on Zoom. Doesn't count.
Yeah, not the same.
Yeah, yeah. And then we had my sister on. She was in person, but that was, again, like a
special circumstance.
Yeah. So you guys have heard the little quick intro just to give you guys some context so you kind of know a little bit about what's going on. But, you know, we are idiots, and I think probably a lot of people listening are idiots. So tell us what a devotee is, and like, I know nothing. Like,
how would you define it?
Yeah,
define it
so,
for us.
I think, you know, the devotee community and like the women that I interact with on, in our devotee community, we have an attraction to individuals with disabilities. It could be a wide range of disabilities depending upon the devotee. Me personally, I'm mostly attracted to paraplegics and low-level quadriplegics, typically somebody who's in a manual chair. That's just what my attraction is. I think devotees have taken on different type of context and different definitions and everything based upon people's experiences. And, you know, not to put anybody's different experiences down, because I'm sure that people have had horrible experiences before, but my interactions and my experiences with all of the other women that I talk to, it's not a fetish. It's not a, you know, we are wanting to try to take advantage of somebody. It's nothing like that. You know, and I'm also not like trying to jump just every dude in a wheelchair, you know,
right, like, right. I don't know. When you walked in, you were, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was like, I was you and like, Richard. Bam. I was like, Julila, joking. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of other character traits and things that I look for in a guy before I look to see if they're in a wheelchair. I mean, you know, like there's only so many guys in wheelchairs out there that we can try to find.
Right.
And you, for better or for worse.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. So you mentioned that you say the women that I primarily interact with in your community, do you ever interact with any male devotees, or do you know of any male devotees?
So the community that I'm in is mainly women devotees and then gay male devotees.
Okay. So
pursuing men.
We're both pursuing men. Exactly. I guess that's a good way to put it. Yeah. No, I have not ever interacted with any like straight male devotees that go after women. And I think that is probably where the really like sick-minded some of those guys kind of come from. I've seen what some of these guys put on some of like the porn sites.
No, yeah.
Not, no, not I don't, ju- I don't look at porn. That. I don't ever go to those sites. Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about.
I mean, we've
me neither.
Yeah, we found videos.
What's porn?
I mean, some of our videos have ended up on Pornhub before, and we're like, what is going on?
Clips from our videos.
Right. Yeah.
But I've always...
It's our secret monetization platform.
And I think that's where devotees get the worst name. Is either very aggressive gay dudes, at least that's been my experience, is very, very aggressive gay dudes. And I think a lot of the girls that I know that are in wheelchairs, they get a lot of like the pervy creeps. And I think that's maybe where the lines are blurred, is where if someone is a pervy creep, you automatically go Devo. When they maybe not be, they just might be a pervy creep. That'd be like, hey, I'm doing a study for my class and writing a paper about paraplegics. Can you take a picture of your feet and text it to me over WhatsApp? No, I will not do that. No. I will not do that. No. Like there's a lot of, I mean, I'm in a lot of spinal cord injury groups, and inside of those groups, they'll be like, warning, unfriend this guy, careful from this person on Instagram, like watch out for this person, because like they'll pretend to be disabled, or they will be very pervy and very aggressive and overtly sexual. And I think that turns a lot of people off, because it's like, ew, gross, nasty, get that fucking freak away from me. Is it a devotee? Is it not? I don't know. Probably not. Maybe. But I think that's where people automatically get this fiery rage inside of them. And I also think about like,
cause like you said, it's not a fetish, but I think people think it is a fetish. Mm-hmm. Like I think that's where people get mad about it. Cause they're like, I think even just women in general, they, don't like to be objectified. Even guys, it's typically not as typical to feel like you're being objectified, but even guys, like you said, a lot of very aggressive gay dudes, if you've ever had a very aggressive gay guy hit on you, that I feel like is, I'm like, oh damn, I just got a little taste of what it's like to be objectified by someone. And it's like, I'm not just a piece of meat, bro.
But I mean, that happens in like any type of relationship or any type of go out to a bar, and like how many women are objectified just by like walking in with a low cut shirt on or something. Like that, you know?
Facts.
So I mean, it's like, I think with anything, you got a couple of bad apples out there that spoil the pack for everybody, which sucks. But in my experience, I mean, I've never run into any bad issues with it at all. Not to say that people haven't, because I'm sure people have.
When did you find out that you were a devotee, and when did you start identifying as that?
Yeah. So, God, you know, I told myself when I listen to podcasts, everybody always answers questions starting with, yeah, so, and I wasn't going to do that. And I've just done that twice now.
I didn't even notice.
That.
Did you notice? I didn't notice. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't notice.
I remember in high school, like one of my very first days of high school, I pulled up on the bus and I saw a guy transferring out of his car, and I was just like, oh my God, what just happened there? And I just, something clicked
just
in my
like
head.
Super, super intrigued.
Yeah. I was super intrigued. Didn't really think anything of it. And then I was having like a slumber party with some girlfriends. I mean, I was a freshman in high school, you know, we're just like little pillow fights and whatnot. and I mentioned his name, and they were like, the guy in the wheelchair. And I was like, yeah, like what's wrong? But they just like took it in such a negative connotation.
Ableist mindset, you know?
I guess so. And so I just kind of didn't think anything of it. And then as the years went on, I started finding myself like, I'd find a TV show with a guy in a wheelchair and be like, oh my God, I'm totally going to watch that show. And then I'd read a book with a guy in a wheelchair as one of the main characters. I'm like, oh my God, this is like totally, I'm like feeling different things that I don't normally feel when I'm just like reading another book or watching a different show. And so then I remember reading a book that like clearly explicitly said devotee, and I was like, what the fuck is that? So I started Googling, and I found this message board site with these other women on there that kind of identified with the same things as me, and I started talking to them. I was like, oh, they have the same exact thoughts and feelings and everything else that I have. And so then I just started kind of learning from their experiences. I mean, I kept it hidden for a really long time. Like, I never told anybody for a really, really long time.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to keep it secret. Otherwise, you're going to get judged and labeled and ostracized. And, like, I've heard stories of people, both men and women, dating an able-bodied person. And then that able-bodied person reveals that they're a devotee. And that disabled person was like, oh, I don't want to be with someone who only likes me because I'm disabled. Like, fuck you. You only used me because I'm a cripple. Like, how dare you? And, like, break up with them. Which I don't think that's... I mean, I get it, because you think, like, as a disabled person, I think to myself, like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Like, how could you ever like that that's the worst thing that ever happened to me? And the other thing is, like, would you like me if I wasn't disabled? You know? It's like, eh, so if you only like me for that reason, maybe you should go fuck yourself. But that's... I understand. Like, I understand personally that that's not the correct way of thinking, but I understand how people.
Do you think it would be the kind of the same way as if girls are like, "Well, I only date guys that are 6'1" and over," or like some shit like that? You know what I mean? Because like, if you're dating tall guy and then all of a sudden you're a guy who's like 6'5" or something, and you hear your girlfriend say something along the lines of like, "Oh, well, I would never date him. He's 5'10" or whatever." You're like, "Wait, so you only like me because I'm?" If I was short, would you not like me? Blah, 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 blah.
Well,
like,
I mean, I think about my friend. I'm not going to name her name, but she only dates black guys. Like, exclusively, she's like, no white guys, only do black guys. But recently...
And have you ever tried to ask her why?
Well, no. Because
there's really not a reason.
I mean, it really doesn't, it doesn't matter. Right. But what I found interesting is, like, currently, she's dating... Well, he's not black, but he's not white either. He's some other ethnicity. Mm-hmm. But in my head, I'm like, wait a minute. I remember being rejected because you were like, oh, no, you're a white dude. Or like, and it was just very confusing. But I guess in the same way that like, y'all are like butts, like holla at some ass. You know what I mean? But if there was someone else that I was talking to who was like the complete perfect package as a woman, as a girl, and like didn't have a fat ass, I'd probably still go for it. You know, like, okay, whatever. Like, but that is who I'm generally going to pursue is dark hair, dark eyes, you know, big butt. Like, that's just what I'm into.
Yep.
But does that
big wheelchair?
Big wheelchair. Yeah.
Let's not go back into that song again, guys.
she does.
Let's
she
not
does
go back
song.
Into that song
what was
again,
the song?
Guys.
It was like, I like no, big wheelchairs, okay. And I can't.
Joke. I don't even remember that. That's hilarious.
It was on an episode.
That's funny.
Yeah, but I think isn't so. I think a lot of people might say that being sexually attracted to a person with a disability might be like a mental health issue. Like, in the same way that people used to think about trans folks, they'd say, oh, they're trans because their mental health is broken. I think people might argue, like, oh, someone's a Devo because their mental health is broken. Like, something's wrong with them. And I don't know if I believe that or not, but there's got to be some type of, like, deep psychology attached to it. Like, isn't there some guy who was, like, some clinical psychologist, like, the first ever to come out as, like, a devotee or something like
oh,
that?
I have
like,
no idea.
Like, I feel like I've heard some story. I think...
I don't know.
I can't recall. It was some story about some guy.
I don't know the history.
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
Anyway.
When I've started talking to it with some of my girlfriends, I've started realizing that I think, a lot of it for me is maybe a little bit of, like, the caring aspect, although a lot of the guys that I've dated don't really need any caring for whatsoever, but inevitably you're going to have to help with something, right? Mm-hmm. I think another part of it is I'm a really, really big problem solver, and, you know what I mean? Even one of the videos that you did, you took some YouTube guy out on the streets of LA, I don't remember who it was or whatever, but he was like... You know, he couldn't get over the fact that, like, even just wheeling up the street, he was like, the amount of problem solving and things that I have to think through on a constant basis. So anytime I've ever gone out with a guy in a wheelchair, it's like, you pull up somewhere, there's no handicap space. Okay, we got to figure out something. What are we going to do? So it's just the constant, like, having to think fast on your feet. How can we get through this together and, like, talk it through? Like, that's just really, I don't know, that's exciting to me. I love being able to, like, look at somebody and be like, how are we going to work on this together and, like, get through it together? Like, this doesn't have to be a major obstacle for us to get over.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that kind of allyship would be awesome. Like, I think, I mean, obviously not single, but if I was, it'd be so awesome to not have to, like, explain caffeine or bowel program or my pain or the fact that I can't go to that rooftop bar, you know, like, and if she's like, hey, I had this really great date idea, I wouldn't have to ask, is it accessible? Like, can we get there? Like,
yeah.
Are we going to pack the right amount of things? Like, I think just because you already know enough about our condition, or like, maybe we go ride on a jet ski or something. You're like, hey, don't forget to check your skin later. You know, like, you're aware of these things that I think most people aren't. And like, I guess on the real positive flip side of thing is I think, especially, so I know you're talking about you deal with, in your group is mostly women that are seeking men or gay dudes that are seeking men. There's a lot of guys out there, disabled guys, that are tragically lonely.
Oh, yeah.
And really sad and really want companionship. But I think they've automatically written off devotees because of the negative stigma and because of, like, the perversion of the bad ones. Mm-hmm. That they're like, oh, I don't want to be having a spasm and then some girl, you know, get horny and try to, you know, ride me or something. Like, that just seems weird. You know, I don't know.
Going back to what you said earlier, you know, when you were saying, like, this is, like, the worst thing that's probably ever happened to me, and that's what you're attracted to. And, you know, I think, like you were saying, I don't usually ask guys any questions about their disability, anything like that. Right after that, like, I want to get to know the person. Mm-hmm. And I've had several guys who have said, God, it's been so nice and refreshing to actually get to just talk to you.
Seriously.
And like, get to know you on a personal level, and you get to know me as the person and not like what happened to you. Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you move? Can you, and like, go through all of the can yous, which I'm sure people have got to be so sick and tired of having to answer, especially on freaking dating sites. Oh my
God. Yeah,
especially.
Especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my question is, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves, but I know you've dated and gone out with, you know, plenty of guys in wheelchairs, blah, blah, blah. How do you seek that out? Like in a real way, are you going on regular dating sites and just like hoping that you come across a guy
like a million swipe left, and you're like, oh, one right.
No, I've known people that do that where they put their location. They know like, okay, there's this girl that I know, this is my neighbor or something. I'm gonna put my location to like 1 mile on Tinder. I'm just gonna swipe till I find her or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I mean, there are a couple of disabled dating sites out there that I'm on, and I clearly reveal up front I'm not disabled. I usually put something on those sites that like, you know, I am a devotee. And I've gotten some messages from some guys that are just like, no, I'm not interested. I don't, you know, because of that. And I'm like, whatever, I'm not, it's fine. I'm not going to argue with you. I have my thoughts and feelings and beliefs, and you can have it too. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, just regular dating sites. And I mean, I do date able-bodied guys as well. I haven't just exclusively dated disabled guys.
But it's just, you're automatically deciding that it's not off the table.
Yeah.
And I think most able-bodied girls automatically decide disabled guys are off the table. I mean, I think about in my single days, like I had so many great connections and so many great conversations and like all this stuff. But in the end, it always comes down to like, nah, I can't date a guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And it's like, seriously? Mm-hmm. Like we have like so much in common. Like, really? Like, okay.
Yeah. Or like the guys that I've talked to have been like, yeah, you know, they say they're okay with it up front, but then when push comes to shove, they're really not.
They're not, and they bail.
It's like, yeah.
I mean, shit, I've thought about it too. Like, I'm like, man, like, I've been introduced to this whole world, but it still would be a kind of big hurdle for me to even overcome just because of all kinds of things. Like, and it's not necessarily, I think I'm more in the boat with like Jalila, where it's like, you know, if the right person came along and they were in a wheelchair, like, I wouldn't write it off because of that reason, but it's not like I'm looking.
Do you think it's because you've been exposed to this world so much? Like, where were you before you met Richard?
It would be hard to even say because, agreed. Like, I don't know, but also I didn't like interact with that many wheelchair users in my everyday life, so I think I would hope I would be open minded because I'm typically a pretty open minded person in general, but I think it would have taken more exposure to that world and stuff. And that's what's kind of funny is like the devotee community, I feel like by a lot of people gets pushed away, but really they're kind of the perfect people in a lot of instances. They might be
one of the better fits.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the pervs. We're not talking about the pervs. We're not talking about the inappropriate liar, predatory, sick fucks. Like,
I mean,
we're not talking about those people. We're talking about the people that are legitimately good, but you got to like, figure out
my first introduction to the word devotee was when we were at one of the like expos.
Oh yeah.
And we were talking about someone said devos. They're like, oh, you gotta watch out for the devos. And I didn't know what it meant, and I don't even know if you knew what it meant, but someone explained it, and they're like, oh yeah, it's these guys that always come around to these expos and try to, you know, talk to wheelchair girls and blah blah blah.
And I heard a couple of really weird stories.
Like one guy was like pretending to be like blind, and then he like asked to like sniff this girl's wheelchair seat, like her cushion, and then like
another one asking about used catheters, like, hey, can I have your leftover catheters? Like, can I?
Yeah,
like, there's a lot of like,
and like the I think also the guy
stuff.
That was blind asked if he could like touch your face or something because he's like, oh, I'm blind, I need to.
But those are the people that are represented. Yeah. Meaning, like, when you say the word devotee, immediately that's what clicks in my head and every other wheelchair user that I know. It's like, if you say the word devotee or devo, they're like, oh man, fuck those people, they're nothing but nasty pervs. And it's like, I mean, the ones that you've interacted with may or may not even be devotees.
Which
they
really
may just
sucks
be like,
because those are the ones that are so out there and so vocal about it, which makes the rest of us not want to be that way. And the rest of us are just really super normal, awesome people. Like, we've got good jobs, we've got lives, we've got all this awesome stuff going for us. And like you said, like, it could be a really big positive dating us because you don't have to tell us everything. I mean, it's such a hard concept for some guys to
person,
get over when they
person
start talking
first.
To me.
It's really person first. And then I think about like, the specificity. Like you said, I like paraplegics and low-level quads, right? Well, there are some people that, like, I've heard, again, heard, don't know if this is true, that, like, enjoy dating someone with, like, a progressive degenerative disease.
Thing.
Someone that it progressively gets worse and worse and worse so they can care more and nurture more and take care of more. I've also heard of people being very specific, being like single left leg amputee only.
Yep.
You know, and like,
I don't know if it's that specific, but no, you're exactly right.
Or nothing
left
else.
Left leg only has to be above the knee.
2 centimeters.
Well, I want the nub to be smooth.
Yeah. Well,
Andrew, stop.
Yo, but it's true. And I got another one, a friend of mine, he's a high level quad on a vent. He's mm-hmm. breathing. And he says that frequently people will get in his message and be like, I love to watch you struggle to breathe. Like,
oh God.
They like, oh, you struggling to breathe is so sexy. Like,
it's not the struggling. We don't like to see people suffer. But you're exactly right. Like, everybody has their own preferences on the boards that I'm on. You know, mm-hmm. there's a lot of para devotees, there's some quad devotees, there's some amputees, there's some blind, it runs the whole gamut. Mm-hmm. It took me a really long time to figure it out. Like, I mean, at the beginning I was like reading every book with any kind of disabled character. I was like, okay, amputee, no, that's not it. And read this one, nope, that's not it either. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it took me a while to figure it out.
What do you think was the thing? Because, I mean, like you said, you've read a lot of stuff, you're on the message boards. Is there a common thread? Like, is it, because I personally used to think that, like, oh, it must have been something with, like, childhood or something. Like, maybe you knew someone that was like a wheelchair user or something like that, but it seems like you said that you were in like high school.
No, I was just in high school and I just happened to see a guy transfer out of his car and I was like,
that was the first time.
That was the first time. Yeah.
And the transfer, I feel like, is a common thing that people like, it gets people's attention because they think
wheelchair
disabled
bound.
Person wheelchair bound in the wheelchair, or maybe they see them in a hospital bed, or maybe rarely they might see them in a car, but even then, mm-hmm. like, they don't appear disabled then, but the transferring of one place to another is kind of like, that's the, you know, like, there's like a, like
it clicks,
like, oh,
and like back to the expo thing. Yeah. I don't know any women who just go creeping around expos to like,
well, yeah, that's the thing. Is
although
like,
now that you've said that, maybe that's a good spot to meet some dudes. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I've heard of people volunteering, at wheelchair sports. You know,
so that actually is a really big one. Yeah. And I will say, like, that is a big thing for me too. Like, I'm a very active person. I do triathlons. So when I can find somebody who's super, super active, like, that's a really big turn on for me as well. Like, I mean, I get everybody has their own different circumstances and things like that. But if you're just sitting around the house, not doing anything just because you don't want to do anything,
like,
and
if you
just,
like play video games and don't work and they're just
yeah
like,
I mean it's just not
and,
gonna
you
be know. As attractive to me because mm-hmm. I'm such an active person and mm-hmm. it just has never worked out well before. They're all, you know, the same way, they're like, oh, I'm okay with it, you can go spend 8 hours on your bike on Saturday, and then you go spend 8 hours on your bike on Saturday and they're like, where have you been all day?
Yeah. Well, I was riding my bike.
It's 8 hours later.
Told you I had an 8 hour ride today.
That's funny.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. But yeah, I guess so. I kind of want to go back a little bit because, like you said, you started to you've kind of figured this out in high school. You told the girls at the sleepover, and they were all weirded out. And then you just reading more and more and more. How did that journey keep going? Like, when was the first time you dated a guy in a wheelchair or like interacted in that kind of way?
Yeah, so I found a guy on a date, just a regular normal dating. Well, I mean, are any of them normal? But
I don't know.
Just sort of regular, like,
not to shout them
you
out,
mean
but
just
what
like,
was
you
it?
Just mean like that, like an app?
I'm pretty sure
an
it was OkCupid.
Oh, okay, cool. Ugh. I've been on it for like 2 seconds.
Stupid.
And it
I know,
yeah.
Right? I mean, if we tried to, oh God, they're just all so terrible.
I will say that one, the OkCupid definitely narrows down perspectives perspective is not the word. It helps
criteria.
It asks you a lot more thorough questions, and then that narrows down the amount of matches you can have.
Yeah.
However, that does make it a bit more rigid because then you might be like, there are 10 people in this 6 million person town that I like.
Yeah. It happened to be on the app too.
Yeah, and then you can't automatically.
So I only use Farmers Only.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
it down. Anyway, sorry. So you're on OKQ, but
so
you found
on
a dude.
But I found a dude.
Were you like excited to like? Were you nervous to like tell? I don't know. Like how?
I don't
how
think
did
I
you
ever.
Feel?
I don't even think I ever told him that I was a devotee. I think we just went out on a date because that was the first time that I was ever going to go on a date with.
Were you nervous?
Oh yeah, I was totally nervous. But then I got there. I am really good at like channeling my nervousness into excitement.
Because anxiety and excitement is a very similar feeling.
Yeah.
Were you nervous to like mention things that he'd be like, "How the fuck did you know that about spinal?" You know, like
I was,
you said,
totally was.
If you like read books and things, you probably knew a lot more about spinal cord. sword injury and things like that.
Hindsight 2020. I think about one time I was on OkCupid here in Atlanta, and I went on a date with a girl, and I remember she asked like so many correct questions, and I was suspect. I remember even asking her. I was like, so like, how do you know these things?
How do you know the brand of catheters I use?
No, but she just very like joyfully like said that she did research. Like she was very cute about it. She's like, oh yeah, I always get like to research people, guys, before, you know, I date them. And, you know, unfortunately, like I remember like I was kind of stoked on that relationship, but at the exact same time.
You were slightly weirded?
No. Some girl I'd been pursuing for like 6 months finally said yes. So I was like, I'm going to go with that one. Yeah. Like an idiot.
But yeah, so you were nervous to mention anything.
Oh yeah, I was totally nervous. And I remember during that conversation, I let him like, you know, go down the whole path. Well, I have to do this and I have to do that. I'm like, oh yeah, I know, bro, I remember. But I just like let it go on because I didn't want to let on at all. But we went out on a date and I remember, man, that date like rocked my world. We didn't do anything, don't go there. But that it really did. Like we just had a great day out having lunch and then lunch went really well. So then we went to an aquarium and we just hung out at the aquarium. And I mean, it was just a really, really great date. And I just loved every single minute of it. And then I really started realizing, like, I want to do this more and more.
You're like, I want to keep.
But that was the only
like
date
this.
With that guy. It didn't progress past
that. I mean, we lived like 2.5 hours away, wasn't horrible. But in his mind, it was like impossible.
Unmanageable.
Yeah. And I'm like, 2.5 hours? Seriously? All right, whatever. I mean, I drove like all the way to him. I mean,
yeah,
whatever. Anyways, I mean, there is a lot of like swiping left on other sites, on Tinder, on Bumble, kind of stuff. And I mean, I do still swipe right on some able body guys, but you got to really rock my world.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm like, meh. It's not worth my time. I don't have time for all this.
Kind of.
I don't have time for all this able-bodied shit.
Get out.
touching back on, you're talking about like certain things you're attracted to, right? And some of them correlate or don't correlate with wheelchair use or disability or paraplegia or quadriplegia or whatever. But I remember it was Jesse that was telling us this. She goes, "Yeah, there was one guy who was like mad hitting on me, and I was trying to figure out why he was." And he said that like
in real life or on the internet,
I don't remember. But she had said that one of the things that he was the most attracted to her about was like her like undying will, like her move, like
tenacity.
Like the fact that like her disability wasn't going to slow her down. She was going to problem solve. She was going to work hard. Like she kept healthy. Like she was on top of things because like. That doesn't exist in all able-bodied people. It also doesn't exist in all disabled people. But the disabled people, it does exist in, like, that is an attractive thing to be around. Like, to be around someone who's always trying to, like, move forward and, like, push the limits and, like, break boundaries and, like, crack stereotypes and, like, work hard and, you know, navigate a world that wasn't made for them. Like, that's like, damn, like, shit, I'd be inspired by them. Do you... What are other things correlated or not in a guy? So like, obviously you're like, all right, wheelchair, that's a good thing. Quad, para, whatever. You said super independent, super athletic. What are some other things that like you find yourself being attracted to? Cause I think the hump that's going to be the hardest for most people to get over is that one of those things is the disability because the disability was so earth shattering, life changing, tragic, horrible, awful. And for you to have a preference of that almost like irritates them, I guess. Like, I think it does it right now, but I think it could. I think there was times in my life that if someone was like, you're so sexy because you're wheelchair, I'd be like, I'm never going to talk to you. Like, you need to get out of my face. Like, that's so rude and so disrespectful. But obviously I'm open-minded to it. I'm more willing to discuss it now. And obviously we're trying to like,
yeah,
it shine a light on a very misunderstood, very misrepresented
community. I mean,
community.
It's like anything else that you'd look for in somebody. Like, there are still physical features of a guy that I typically like, and I want somebody who has the same beliefs that I have, whether that be religious or family. Like, I like somebody who comes from a good family, and they're still close with their parents or their siblings or, you know, those kind of things. If we like to do the same things, if we like to go places together, if we like to travel, I mean, there's still that kind of stuff. Mm. And, you know... Again, going back to saying like talking to somebody and getting to know that kind of stuff about somebody and really hitting it off from that kind of perspective and then being like, okay, awesome. They're also in a wheelchair. Like a lot of times I really don't even see the wheelchair first. I mean, I guess you do, but to some extent, like I mean, if I'm talking to somebody and I'm like, oh my God, no, absolutely not. Like, I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. It doesn't matter. I have no attraction to you whatsoever. You have no qualities or traits in a person that I want. Then, I mean, mm-hmm. they're just, I'm not going to just go out with somebody just because you're in a wheelchair. It's just not like that.
Yeah, because there are a lot of dudes on wheels that are incredibly unfit to date. Like, and I mean that in the sense of like, they are not dateable because of many reasons, and it does not have to do with the wheelchair. But a lot of them will say, oh, it's because I'm disabled. No girl wants to date me. And it's like, nah, because you're mean, you're rude, you're nasty, you're demanding.
I'll be honest, I've sent a couple guys to your videos. I'm like, can you go watch these first? And then get me, then come back to me in like a year or two, like, when you're in a better mental state.
Go listen to some Richard.
Richard, like some of the things that you need Richard. To do to get your confidence back and that kind of stuff first. Because, I mean, I don't get it, but I get it. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's...
You don't have personal experience, well, but you understand. Fair, right.
There's also a lot of dudes that aren't in wheelchairs that also still kind of have that...
They're not
dateable.
I would say the word that the community that I would even... that comes to mind is like the whole like incel thing that's like people have been talking about the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years or whatever that I've been hearing about it. But I mean, there's a lot of guys that aren't disabled that are also completely undateable for those reasons, for all kinds of reasons too.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah,
totally.
So you went on that one date with homeboy, mm-hmm. and then how did it keep going? Were you dating able-bodied guys too, or in between?
Yeah, I was dating able-bodied guys in between. I don't really do a ton of dating anyways. I think I'm pretty selective about who I date.
Yeah.
I really honestly don't have a lot of time for dating. It's like a full-time job, and
right.
Seriously.
Between my already extremely busy full-time job, and I'm always on the road traveling for work, and then my training, I don't do a lot of dating. So it does take a pretty special person to even get me on a date.
To put enough effort to even want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because dating can be pretty discouraging, honestly. Or like at least being on dating apps and stuff.
You know, I was a little hopeful at the beginning of quarantine because guys were a lot more communicative. They were like texting all the time. They really wanted to have a conversation. Nobody wanted to get together because of, you know, Corona and all that kind of stuff. And it was actually kind of nice. It was refreshing. Like, guys actually wanted to talk and like get to know everybody. And then
they weren't trying to just meet up and fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't go out with anybody. So it was actually kind of nice. And then that quickly went by the wayside. I'm like, you dudes suck.
We are kind of terrible. It's true.
It's true. It's awful. But anyways, yeah. So then I continued to date some able-bodied guys. And then I had gone out on like, this wasn't actually too long ago. This was maybe like in the last 6 months. I was going out with a guy for like 4 or 5 dates. And I was like, man, this guy has like everything that I could want in a guy. And he's just really not doing it for me. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, he checks off all my boxes, but that one box is just missing. I'm like, I don't know what this box is. And I was like, you dodo, you know exactly what that box is. And that's why. And then I was just kind of like, you know what? I need to just maybe for a while put the able-bodied dating aside for a little bit.
So it was an able-bodied guy that you said pretty much checked everything, but
no chair.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So as of recently, I've really started to put more of an effort into really trying to, and then now all of a sudden I have like 4 guys that I'm talking to.
Hey.
And after this, so maybe some more people hollering at you.
We'll see. But I guess, you know, it's like what you put out into the universe, I guess. I'm a pretty firm believer in whatever you put out in the universe, you're going to get back. So I guess now that I'm being a little bit more open about it, after your episode that you guys started talking about devotees on and I reached out to Richard, I think it set like a lot of stuff in motion for me. Like, I had never told any of my friends before. And then Richard asked me if I wanted to come on the podcast. And I was like, well, shit, I can't go on a podcast and having never told anybody this before.
So you never told your friends or family or anything.
No.
Did they ever think it was not weird, but like if you had gone on a couple of different dates with guys in wheelchairs, did anyone ever like...
Were they ever like,
this is the third guy in a wheelchair she's dated. What's happening here? No, I only introduced
you got
my
9 guys nicknamed Wheels in your contact book, in your contact list. The wheelchair emoji is your most frequent used emoji. What's going on?
What's happening here? No, I only... I really only ever introduced one guy to my friend. So it wasn't wasn't like a big red flag.
Because I think how we got intros, you were listening to the podcast and I went on... I said a whole bunch of stuff about devotees, whether it was accurate or inaccurate. And you messaged me and you were like, half the time I was saying, yes, he's got it right. Half the time I was thinking, no, he got it wrong. And then
it was basically the stuff when you guys started talking about like fetishes and stuff. I'm like, no, stop. Yeah. It's not a fetish. Yeah. And then you were talking about some of the people who actually want to be disabled themselves. And that's not it either.
The transable people.
That's not either. Those are like, you know, people who are pretending and that kind of stuff. And it's so not
you have no desire to one day become disabled.
No.
Okay, cool.
No, I wasn't
sure.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of that. I don't know where I've heard it before, but I feel like someone I was messaging somewhere, I literally can't remember. Mm-hmm. I honestly can't remember. They were saying something like, I'm not disabled right now. I like dating disabled people, but maybe I will be someday.
Yeah.
And I was like, that doesn't sound.
Anyone could, but also don't say that.
Right.
Like, anyone could go, maybe I'll be disabled someday, but like, hey, don't say it like that.
And
like,
those people usually have BIID. Yeah, so it's like body identity integrity disorder or something like that.
Yeah, BIID, one of the I stands for body identity disorder, but it's like body blank integrity disorder.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Like those are usually the people that want to actually become disabled themselves, or there are people who pretend to be disabled. And
I've had people reach out to me and be like, it is my number one dream, my number one desire in life is to one day be a paraplegic boy. And like, I have wheelchairs and I use them to go around, and I don't like working out my legs because I like them really small and skinny. And like, I just hope to be paralyzed one day. And like, I want to reach through the screen and punch him in the mouth.
Yeah. And like, look, I'm not trying to judge anybody because everybody's got their own thing. Mm-hmm. And whatever, but that's just not. I mean, I have had a couple people reach out to me from the dating site, like, I'm not disabled, but I pretend to be. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm just not interested in that.
Huh. Yeah, because I almost feel
fakers.
More like sympathy, more empathy, because I feel like you gotta have a pretty rough life to, I think, have that mindset, that mentality. Like, there's had to be some kind of trauma that you coped with in some kind of way that, like, maybe made you into that or something.
But
I mean,
also,
I don't know.
Like,
it just, like, I feel bad for them. It's like, damn, like, it must be hard to want to be something you're
but
not.
I mean, it's also, like, the people who are, like, transgender. Like, they might not have had anything go wrong in their life. They may have just been born into the wrong body. And, I mean, I don't know. Some people can agree or disagree. You can think
No, I agree. There's also a lot of arguments around that, too.
The thing is like, I'm just personally, like, I think anyone should be able to do whatever they want with their body as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else.
Facts.
The thing that gets me is when people get all mad that a doctor won't perform a procedure on them. And it's like, especially if they think, like, they're arguing for, like, this should be a service that doctors provide that is covered by our taxes. And it's like, hey, like, I respect your desire to, like, do what you want with your body. But, like, at the same time, I don't think that people... I don't know.
I don't think we should be surgically performing spinal cord injuries.
I don't think the government
people,
should be getting involved in permanently disabling people because that's what they feel like they should be doing. Because then at the end of the day, there's going to be more complications down the road. And is the government responsible for paying for those types of things?
It's expensive
under
to be
insurance?
Disabled. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
That's
for sure.
And you know, honestly, like this might be a very dickish thing to say, but I'm going to say it. Like, if you truly want to be disabled, there's ways. Like,
that's not even that diggish.
It's not that diggish. It's a true story. People have done it.
It's like, jump off a high place, walk into traffic, shoot yourself, like, inject something into your spine.
Cut off circulation.
There's a bajillion ways that you can really fuck yourself up. And if you really want it that bad, do it. You know, like, it's fucked up for me to say, but it's like, if you really, 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 really want it.
We've said worse things on this podcast.
Oh, we've said way worse things. It's like, if you really, really, really want it, there's a way. Like, there's a way. Don't get mad because a doctor won't do it. Like, you can do it to yourself.
But I say, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
Yes. My name's not Will, but I got a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've heard stories of people. I mean, this person was extremely schizophrenic and going through an episode where, like, he was building a deck with his dad or his brother or something and just stuck his hand and just sawed off his hand. I've heard of people.
Jesus Christ.
How about that Gypsy Rose shit? Like the lady could have easily, like, just tied a cord or something around, like, an arm or a leg and let the circulation die and then cut it a bunch of times and let it get infected, like, so bad that you do go to a doctor and be like, it's so bad. And the doctor's like, I mean, I guess we have to cut it off to save your life.
That just sounds so painful. Why would you want to put yourself through that?
I guess if you really, really want it, like Richard was saying, you know, there's ways. But...
Like, there's ways. Like, I don't know, man. It doesn't always have to be this clean, you know.
Yeah. Surgical clean kind of thing. But anyways,
yeah,
but
back.
That's not, but you have no desire to ever be disabled. So it's a totally different thing.
Are there devotees that do have that? Maybe not you personally, but does that exist?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, anything's
possible. It's kind of like a little secretive community for the most part. Like it's
Well, it kind of reminds me, again, I don't know if the how like politically correct this is or whatever, but it always reminds me of like, it always confused me in the beginning when I learned like, oh, this person is a trans person. I understand that. And it's like, wait a second, but you still, wait, so now, before you were a straight male, now you're like a lesbian woman? Like it was, or you know what I mean? Like it was like a whole thing. It's almost kind of like that where it's like, oh, yeah. I am into disabled people, but I also want to be disabled too, you know? It's like, I don't know. But yeah, that's
complicated.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the bottom line. It's complicated, it's complex, and you got to, again, get to know the person, the individual. You got to figure out, like...
Yeah, but when did you start to become more active on these, like, forums and groups and things like that? And I guess that's probably when you realized that that's kind of how you identified as a devotee or whatever.
Yeah, on the message board, I became active in that probably 10 or 15 years ago, but I was only active there. And I met a lot of people through
there. And probably super secretive, right? Like
it is.
Yeah.
It's pretty secretive.
But I mean,
even
for you, like you said, even right now, like you never even told your friends.
Oh, right.
But now you're going on a big podcast and—
Well, yeah, but that's all because of you. Like, I mean, legitimately, like, the only reason why I've started becoming super, like, out there about this is just because we started talking.
Well, good.
So
I hope so.
Andrew, and welcome. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a little bit of both. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I am grateful that you trust us enough to have a legitimate conversation and not just to roast and bash
well,
you.
And I think
because
that's
what happens. People just roast and bash mm-hmm. and don't get a chance for the other person to talk. I mean, I think about... I was talking about it in one of the clips or one of the episodes before. It's like usually the person representing the disenfranchised group is not a member of the disenfranchised group. Mm-hmm. It's like all these pastors that are super anti-gay that like tell all these crazy stories about all this shit gay people do. And it's like, how about we have a gay dude talk to us? You know, it's like a trans group of people. There's like someone who's like super anti-trans, like telling stories about, you know, transgender mm-hmm. community. And I feel very similar. I feel like it's disabled people.
The stories of the divos.
That are misrepresenting divos because of their personal experience.
And I just can't believe that there's that many disabled guys that have had that bad of experiences with devotees. Like,
it's men
the
and
guys,
women. It's both of us.
I know.
It's literally like hundreds. It's
in
crazy.
Our
yeah.
message board yeah. have always had the best experience with us. I'm like, well, then can you please get out there and start telling your buddies and your pals? I mean, don't y'all just all hang out together? I'm kidding.
I think honestly,
online, we got a lot of communities with like thousands and
yeah,
thousands of people.
So
in. Yeah.
Well, once there's two wheelchair guys in real life, it's like a thing. And then if there's more than two, it's like, whoa, what's going on? Is there a convention going on?
Once you had a third one, it's like, oh, is there a wheelchair convention in town?
And I think that's how I initially reached out to you was I was, you know, listening to the podcast and watching your videos. I was like, man, I would really love to get Richard's perspective on devotees. I had no idea where you stood on it. And I was like this close to reaching out to you, but I was like so terrified that you were going to put me on blast, even though
because
in the back of my
happens,
mind,
though.
I know
that happens. Yeah.
I didn't want you to be like this girl, Rebecca reached out to me and I was like, oh my God, I just can't do it. But then you got, which was stupid because I never got that kind of impression from you. I never thought that you would have done that. But in the back of my mind, I was like, I can't do it. But then you guys started talking about it on your own. I was like, oh, perfect. I'm going to slip right into the DMs right now.
How did you find when I was walking and when, and how has that been? Cause that's always interesting
man,
too.
I don't know.
I mean, probably something that got passed around on the message boards maybe and then just kind of grew from there.
No, I think I put you on our message boards. I was like, you guys should go check this out.
Was it the podcast first or was it the main
videos? No, it
main
was
videos?
The main videos first. Yeah. I must have been following somebody else on YouTube and then or Instagram and then got to you guys through that. But I mean, it's always, you know, there's always like a very tangled
or
web.
Suggestion mm-hmm. or some algorithm or whatever it is.
Yeah. So then you started listening to the podcast. It's always interesting. Like we talk about it. Like a lot of our close friends are like, yeah, listen to the podcast. But like, we know that they don't really like always listen to the podcast. And then there's some people that are like somewhat good friends and they'll mention something from the podcast. I'm like, oh, you really listen to the podcast. That's fucking awesome.
Seriously. Well, yeah, it's like when I first got it. I mean, I had a 6-hour drive to get here. So I had to get caught up a little bit. I was catching up on some of them, but yeah, no, I do. I listen to the podcast.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I switched from the videos over to the podcast.
Yeah, I am now interested. So we've got to the whole thing where like you're on the message boards, and you know you went on like a date with a guy. I'm interested in your first relationship. Like, how did that go? Like, where did at one point did you have to come out as a devo to them? Like, did you have to kind of be like, hey, before this gets too serious, I just want to let you know.
No, my first like real relationship with a guy in a wheelchair, I disclosed right up front. I think it was from one of those sites where he actually reached out to me and was like, I saw this on your profile. Right. I saw this on your profile. I'm cool with it. So he knew right up front. And you know, he was cool with it, you know, obviously, because he reached out to me.
Yeah.
But again, it goes back to, like, you know, it's really refreshing to get to just know, get to know the person and talk about just regular everyday life things and not have to be worried about everything associated to the disability.
That's why I think a lot of people in the, like, industry end up dating and stuff. Like, we know a couple of people in the industry that have worked for catheter companies or, you know, magazines or, you know, whatever.
Or wheelchair companies or whatever.
Wheels, I mean, or tires or however they're physical involved.
Physical therapist, occupational therapist. Mm-hmm. Some, yeah. In some context, they are involved in the medical industry and in some context regularly interact with disabled people. So, therefore, their, I mean, dating people, pool is disabled,
well,
people.
Well, because typically, you know, like, you might date someone that you work with or have worked with, or, you know, if those are the people you're always interacting with, it makes sense. And, you know, if you're in that world, it's already been destigmatized to you. I feel like it's kind of similar with you, but you, it's just, I think people just get weirded out because there's no, like, real reason why. You know, it's like, oh, well, yeah, she understands me because she, like, works for this company or whatever. But it's like, yeah, but she understands everything, but she has no reason to, so
yeah,
it's weird.
But it's, but the crazy thing is, like, there doesn't need to be a reason. Exactly, and I don't understand,
right,
why people are like, people ask me, totally all right, guys ask me all the time, like, well, why? And I'm like, why do I have to answer that?
Yeah, like,
do
why are you into
type?
Black guys? Why are you into, yeah.
Why am, right, I, why am I into dark hair, dark eyes, Hispanic chicks with big asses? Like, why do I like that? I mean, I don't know, really have an answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think most people have answers as to why they know what they're attracted
to. As
to
why they're attracted to anything.
And no,
right,
one really, no one really questions it or decides to, like, deep dive into their psychology about it either. So, mm-hmm, please forgive me if that was, like, a rude question where I was like, so why are you fucked up in the head?
No, it wasn't. I didn't,
tell us
I didn't
why,
take it that way.
Tell us how you're fucked. No, that's not. But I mean, all kinds of attraction and all kinds of sexual attraction are on all different kinds of spectrums. Like, sexuality, right, is, like, extremely diverse in general. And it's like, one thing I'm really interested in, maybe you can help out this because I don't have an answer to this. How can people with disabilities protect ourselves from the creepy, pervy, gross, nasty people? Like, I know that they're, like, in the groups, people will be like, hey, there's this new trend going around where people are, like, pretending to be a student and are trying to send you messages over WhatsApp. Or someone will be like, hey, there's this new thing where, like, this one guy keeps changing his name on Facebook, but, like, this is his picture, so don't talk to this guy. Or, like, oh, hey, well, there's this new thing where someone's talking about, like, they're pretending to write a book, but they're not actually writing a book. They're just trying to get to talk to you. Like, or, like, someone will be like, oh, I'm a researcher for, like, the sex museum, and I, and they ask, like, there's certain common predatory behaviors, I guess. There's, like, mm-hmm, little con jobs or whatever. And I think mostly it's women going, or I'm sorry, men going after women and men. It's usually the guys, because let's be real, most guys are just kind of nasty and pervy and gross.
Yeah.
And able-bodied or not, they're already creepy. They're already weird. You know, they're already kind of like, eh. But, like, how is someone going to know the difference between you and them?
Yeah, I mean,
how are they going to figure it out?
I guess it's just, how do you figure that out on any dating site? Like, if I have a guy who just instantly wants to start sending me dick pics, I know he's probably a creep.
Mm.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
damn
some
it,
girls,
I guess I'm a creep. No, I'm just kidding.
Some girls might go for that, but I'm
totally
just
kidding.
I mean, I just, yeah, I think you just have to go with your gut. You know, you have to ask, you just have to ask questions and, like, start to get to know the person. If they don't want to get to know you as a person and they're just in it and want to know,
like infatuated,
you know,
all about the disability,
all about
and
the disability,
the body,
they're
and
probably not a genuine, like, looking for a good relationship with a person with a disability.
So the equivalent is like, hey, bitch, show me your tits. Is the same equivalent of, yo, send me a picture of your legs.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of the same kind of dude is going to be doing that kind of, that, mm-hmm, kind of shit. Okay.
Yep.
I just think about it from, like, a perspective, because, like, clearly the way the episode has gone so far is we're mostly kind of destigmatizing devotees, and we're kind of saying, hey, like, they're safe, and not only can they be safe, also, you guys are missing out on a dope dating pool, because if you are, you know, sad and lonely and think nobody wants you, you're wrong.
There's a group of people.
There's actually a group of people that prefer you over anybody else. Mm-hmm. That being said, I still want to acknowledge the elephant, which is that there's some fucked up, creepy people that wear that badge or whatever.
I don't think that's the elephant in the room. I think that's the obvious thing in the room. I think the elephant in the room might be that no one wants to talk about is that there are good divos out there that people should want to date, but I think within the wheelchair community, be like, oh, you're just dating Devos all the time, bro. Like, they're weird, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
But nobody's even going to know that.
Exactly.
Like, but you're not just going to walk up on your boys and be like, this is my girlfriend. She's a devotee.
Yeah, right.
Like, you're not going to do that. Like, yeah, exactly. It's just another
Jalila, you're such a Devo.
I mean, I think about...
It's not even a bad... Like, that is the weird thing is, like you said, I think this conversation has gone a good path. I think it's gone, like, a path of destigmatizing and things like that. So, on the opposite end of that question of how can people avoid the creeps, how can people find the good ones?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good question right there, yeah.
That's tough because we have gotten such a bad name and a bad rap. A lot of the women are very, very secretive, like super secretive.
As soon as you get outed to the community, you might be over.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know how you even get outed. I'm outed to the community now. Now everybody's going to like ostracize me.
But I think it's, you're getting outed in a good way.
I'm going to get blocked by like so many people on Instagram. No, I'm kidding.
But I mean, I feel like this is a great representation though. Like if I was in your shoes, I'd probably be stoked about this so far. Cause it's like, yeah, like
yeah.
I knew that the devotees were probably going to be stoked and that disabled people were probably going to be really pissed because like we're giving a platform to something we've had such horrible experiences with. But I think we're kind of saying, hey, those are the outliers. Like, don't think
we
that
we just need more people to talk about their good experiences with us. And I think part of the problem is on us as devotees. We just don't put ourselves out there enough. Like the good devotees don't put ourselves out there enough. So
do you think that there
let's are take that burden a little bit?
How do you find them though? Like, could you like, are there good
ways? I found our message board just by Googling devotee, and then it popped up. So, I mean, I guess you could say devotee message board or something like that. I'm sure the website comes up pretty quickly, and there's a lot of women on there. And usually people get on there, and they'll put a brief introduction about themselves and where they're located. And they're all over the world. Like, it's not just, like, a very small population. It's everywhere around the world.
And there's you said that there was also, like, disability kind of, like, dating apps, too?
Yeah, there's a couple disability dating
sites. Are they good or they're weird?
Horrible. Yeah. If you think the regular people,
I was gonna say that almost seems like a magnet for predators. It's kind of like, oh, look, all of the prey is right here.
I mean,
you know,
it's just there's a lot of bots on there, and there's just like you have to pay to do everything.
Oh, that's super annoying.
Everything.
Yeah, that sounds not fun.
You know what I've always been kind of curious about is I wonder if there are women that are devotees that don't even know they are. And also
we talk about that a lot.
Like, I think, okay, here's an example. I think about my girlfriend and I think about other popular people like Kevin and Cassie, Cole and Charisma, Hannah and Shane. Like, do I think Hannah, Charisma, Cassie, and my girlfriend are devos? No, but are they attracted to us? Yeah. Is it because we're disabled? Probably not. But there is an element that I wonder, like, let's say something happens and we're not together anymore.
Would Jalila go for another wheelchair guy?
That point she's like, I kind of want to date another wheelie
They'd
dude.
They'd definitely be more open to it because they have experiences with it and they know what's involved with it. So they're probably more open to it.
And I think about, like, I know tons of dudes who have ended up dating, like, their physical therapist. I mean, that's the story of Cole and Charisma. Is like, she was, like, interning at his rehab and they became friends and yada, yada, yada. But, like,
aren't they so cute?
Adorable. Adorable.
It's kind of sick name.
but I wonder how many are into that. And you know, I joke with him, like, so I'm on Instagram and almost all the people I follow are folks in chairs, usually always paraplegic, male or female, really active. Like, and I'm joking because, like, some of these chicks are like hot.
No, you literally, and I'm like, dude, if I was in a wheelie chicks, I'd be all over this.
I was like, dude, am I turning into a devo? And he's like, no, they're just hot. And I'm like,
and also, you're already disabled. You're not a devo.
It's like, I literally said this is wheel crime.
You know, it's funny that you.
No, when we were in Houston. You pulled up a picture and said something along those lines, and I'm like, dude, that'd be like if you were like, I don't even know if I can say this. Should I say what I said?
I don't remember what you said. Just go, just fucking run it, dude.
That'd be like, I might get shit for this because I don't know if this is like a bad thing or whatever, but it'd be like if you were black and you're going to your friend and like, dude, I don't know what it is, but I love black girls. And it's like, I think I've got jungle fever. And it's like, you're already black.
It's like, bro, I got the jungle fever.
You can't say that.
It's like, you're already black. Yeah.
You're already disabled. Like, you're, I don't think, I don't know. I think that's just normal. Like, you're just, I don't think that's weird at all. Forgive me if I said anything bad.
So I'm actually going to answer something that you mentioned like way back. So as a disabled guy, like I have zero interest in dating another wheelchair user because I already know how much of an extra pain in the ass my life is.
Multiply it times two.
I'm not trying to add another motherfucker, okay? Like I'm not trying to add two wheelchairs in my car. I'm not trying to add two trash cans full of nasty gloves and fucking catheters. I'm not trying to add more medicine. I'm not trying to add more fucking bullshit.
Medical expenses.
We don't need two people around here fingering their butts.
You know, I'm not trying to like crash into you when I'm in the fucking kitchen. Like no. Hey, can you take out the trash? Hey, can you help me carry in groceries? No, they're disabled. Like I just ruined the fucking volume on that one.
It's okay.
But
clipping
but,
central.
Yeah, we'll just fucking cut that.
Just keep going.
But something because you were asking him about like, oh, if you're into the community, is it because you're more open to it? Yo, as an able-bodied person, I've only realized this now, and almost like 10 years later, I didn't like disabled people at all. Like I was very ableist, and that transitioned over to even when I was disabled, I was still extremely ableist towards myself. And how I know that is because I would look at people looking at me and automatically decide what they were thinking based on how I thought about disabled people. So that being said, at 20 years old, if I was in the dating pool, which I was, and some girl and a wheelchair, like we like met at a party or something, like I would never in my life would that click into my mind. I'd be like, nope. Because I would always be like, well, what if we want to go hiking? What if we want to go camping? What if I want to go, you know, do this? And what if I want to do that? And like, she can't keep up. And like, I obviously was one, ignorant, but two, extremely ableist. And it's like, I'll be honest, like as an able-bodied person, I would for real feel held back. And I remember that was one of my scariest parts about dating was I knew how I used to feel. And so I was always worried, like whenever I'd be dating with chicks, I'd be like, oh God, I don't want them to have less of a life because of my disability.
Well, and I think that's another positive of dating us, meaning, you know, devotees. Like, you know, to some extent, yeah, we know there's things that you can't do, but for the most part, there's a lot of shit that you guys can do.
You just got to get real creative with
it. You got to get creative sometimes. And, you know, going back to what I said earlier, I think I like that part of it. I like being able to, you know, get creative. Like your video with Julila going hiking. I mean, I hate nature. I went on that same hike not too long ago and I was like, fuck this. I hate nature so much. but you guys got creative. I love that. Like, yeah. It's so fun to me to be able to sit there and look at something and go like, okay, how are we going to do this? How are we going to figure it out? Like you guys can go still do stuff.
And if we do it again another time, like I reached out to another buddy of mine who was hiking with his wife and he was like, oh dude, you need to like set up like a tow rope. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. She doesn't have to be pushing you all the time. It's easier if she pulls you. And he like gave me this whole like thing. He's like, yeah, we made this harness where it like hooks to this part of my chair. And like,
no,
if you ever get stuck.
Any potential suitors, I'm not down for that.
Yeah. but anyway, I'm thinking in my head like, okay, cool. If I go again, there's other things that we could potentially try. I mean, honestly, that video was soon. Like it was, we
that
joked.
Hike was
that hike was rough. Well, it was, we did it most.
If it wasn't for the video, we wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. So we like asphalt.
Honestly, though, it turned out for a good video. I was impressed with how good we did on it. I mean, how good you did on it, honestly. Because yeah. When I saw the first thing, I'm like, okay. There ain't no fucking way, bro.
Although, can we all just say what we were thinking, that you were a real asshole to Julila on that one part?
Definitely.
When?
What happened? with the turtle?
She hadn't even seen the bloopers yet, bro. Dude, listen, that's half of our relationship is just bickering. Just like... Just
what was the part that you thought he was an asshole?
Well, the turtle was one, and then there was another part you were like, we have to do it again. We have to take another take.
Oh, that was just
face was like,
that was a total joke. That was
I knew I
could say that to her because I knew I'd get a face out of her. I'm like, yes, I'm gonna go ahead.
Well, it was funny because that part had just happened right after the turtle part. And the turtle part was also when we were just trying to decide on which way of the fork to go.
Yeah.
And it also didn't matter because both ways of the fork ended up leading to the same way. So there was like a thing with the turtle and there was like a bickering thing with the fork in the road. And then we were trying to get over the bridge and Julia was on edge about the bridge.
And then after
and then
the
ran
bridge.
Over her toe and she's like, I got to do it again. And it just was
she's
like a
freaking
whole.
She's a freaking saint. I don't know how she deals with the two of you. I know. But I really don't.
I know.
The real thing is, how do I deal with her, y'all? That's what y'all know. That's what y'all don't know.
No, don't. No, I don't believe that.
Listen, listen.
I've seen both sides. I can see both sides. But yes,
yeah,
Julia is a saint.
It's equal shenanigans. We're both saints and we're both difficult to deal with.
All right, so well, that works out well then.
It works out well. No, but yeah, I agree.
But I you kind of answered the question earlier without really letting Rebecca answer.
Oh, my bad.
About do you think that there are girls out there who might secretly be devos but don't really know it? Like Jalila, like, you know, like you were saying, you putting up with all of Richard's shit. Do you think later, like you were mentioning it, you said it's a thing that you guys comment on a lot in the community. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, some of the public figures that are out there, I don't, like you were saying, I don't know if they actually are. I think maybe they're just in the community already. So, you know, they just find
they're
a guy
wags.
That they're, yeah, that. But I mean, I do think that there's plenty of women out there who have had these feelings and these attractions and everything, and probably were where I was 20 years ago. Hmm. I can't believe I'm that old to be able to say 15 or 20 years ago. That's scary. And they're like, what the hell is this? So, you know, it's kind of one of the reasons why I was intrigued with coming on here, so that, you know, maybe there is a woman out there who's like, wow, I can really relate to this. And maybe she's been listening to the podcast or watching videos or, you know, something like that.
I mean, maybe that was her initial intrigue. Mm-hmm. Was like, like you see a guy transfer. Maybe she sees a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. Maybe she hears a podcast. Who knows?
But she doesn't know what to do with those thoughts or with those feelings or anything. Mm-hmm. And now she knows that there's an entire community out there of people that feel the same way.
Was there any like guilt or shame associated with it? Like, I feel like I've heard many stories of like when people found out they were gay, they were like, oh fuck. You know, there was a lot of like guilt and shame about it, especially if they grew up like religious or, you know, had like parents or like they kind of kept it secretly. Like, is there a similar
battle? I mean, I think so. I think that's why so many of us are so quiet about it and so private, and we don't talk about it because there is a lot of that, but that's all because of the world's perception of it and the world's view of it. And, you know, the disabled community has, you know, the way that they talk about us and everything like that.
What are some of the other bigger issues that you guys talk about on the message board? Because it seems like from just talking, it seems like you're pretty active on it, and it seems like it's a pretty active thing. What are some of the bigger like topics that
I mean,
are
we really
discussed?
Just talk about stupid shit. We just talk about movies and music and like stupid shit like that. We don't really just always talk about, you know, anything to do with disabilities. The devotees have their own separate part of the message board that the guys aren't supposed to go into, but I think that they do.
And like a private thread or something.
Yeah, like a private thread.
Gotcha.
And we'll talk about some of like what we call our dev struggles and that kind of stuff in that area.
What would some of the biggest ones be?
Or the most common?
Like there's a guy in somebody's community that they really want to go talk to, but they're just totally afraid or, you know, they don't know how to approach them, and everybody just kind of gives advice and talking through it and everything like that.
Yeah. I mean, imagine being, I mean, I think about like, probably like D-Rail, like in his little tiny town, like he's the only dude on wheels. And I would imagine, like, if there was a girl that was like, ooh, snap, there's one here. Like, how do I go chat with them? You know, that would be, I mean, granted.
But isn't it also kind of like that in just any type of relationship? Like, if I have any kind of attraction to anybody, I can't talk to them. Like, it just, I'm so bad with guys, especially ones that I'm attracted to. I'm just like, oh my God, I really want to go talk to this guy, but I can't.
You're like, I'm an idiot, but
yeah,
not really.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
No, I mean, I can relate. Yeah, you're right. It's like that with anyone. I mean, if there's someone that you're like really attracted to and they have no idea that you exist. Okay, I have a story actually. So I was at Tomorrowland last summer, and there was this girl that was dancing near me. She was like this Brazilian girl.
Ooh.
And like, I as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh my God, this girl, like what? Like, I didn't even talk to her. I was just like, this is like, I was just so attracted to her. And then, there was like a live stream or whatever on Tomorrowland. And so you can go back and watch the videos.
Oh, you found her.
Well, yeah, I found her, and also a fucking lot of other people found her because they were timestamping in the fucking comments, like, girl at this timestamp, message me, girl at this timestamp. Oh, my God, like, all these creepy-ass comments,
funny.
Too. But honestly, I, like, low-key felt like one of the creeps. I'm like, goddamn, I went back to the
You're
video
like, here
to see
I
her,
am
too.
Doing the
but
same
I
thing.
Saw her in real life, so it wasn't as creepy.
But like,
anyways,
like, you couldn't go talk to her, right? You're like, I'm not going to go talk to this
I know,
chick.
Right? I know, but here's the other thing. So then, like, a couple of days ago, my friend reposted this Tomorrowland account. It wasn't even Tomorrowland account. It was like World of Techno or something. And it was a picture of this girl.
Was she tagged?
At Tomorrowland. And someone tagged her in the comments. And I totally stalked her profile and all this stuff. And I was like, God damn it. And
Andrew, I'm like, you're sliding into her DMs.
I know. I kind of, well, she also has a lot of followers. So I'm like, damn, she kind of like way more famous than me. But no, but it was funny because I'm like, this girl has no idea I exist. And I've thought about her like a lot of times. And this is just, it just feels like so weird. And so it's just like that same type of situation where it's like, if I even saw her at Tomorrowland again, I'd still don't know if I could go talk to her. Cause it's like, I don't know. It'd be weird.
It's like your summer camp crush.
A secret crush.
Your
yeah.
summer camp crush that you
and
can't.
Now I know, like you were saying earlier, it's like now I know way too much about you guys and I'm hanging out with you and you're learning about me for the first time. It'd be like me, like, yeah, I followed you on Instagram and I saw you last year, but I didn't talk to you and I saw you on the live stream. And hi.
And then it's like, how much stuff you do you bring up that you actually know right? about?
So how's Stevie? And they're like, how do you know about my dog's name? And you're like, don't worry about it. How's your dog? Like, you got to pretend to be.
That's like that episode of Family Guy where he's stalking Meg on the date and she's like, dad? And he goes, Peter? Who Peter? And she's like, I didn't say Peter. I said dad. Like, he's like trying to be in his disguise.
Jesus. One of my favorite things that we do talk about on there though is when the ladies actually do like talk to a guy or like tell a guy about it and
his reaction.
And I feel like we've started getting a little bit more active in that part of it. Like I try to go in there and comment about any good experience that I've had. I'm like, I told my friend today, I did this today, like to try to get other ladies to like start talking about it.
It's leading by example. It's being a power of example. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like saying like, I mean, we talked about it a couple times. I'm like, do you want to be on camera? Like, do we want to distort your voice? Like, do you want to say your name? And it's like,
and then I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to do that.
You're like, I'm not about to say like, be yourself while also hiding at the same time.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that's why I was kind of just
like. It's almost making it more weird.
It is. It really is. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to come on here and do this and preach to all these women out there or anybody in the disabled community that we're cool people, we're normal people, like, I don't want to hide myself. Like, obviously, I'm not, like, shouting it from the rooftop. I mean, I kind of am right now. Isn't that kind of what I'm
sort
doing?
Sort of. I mean,
well,
but not really.
It's our own little rooftop. It's like we're already kind of in this world. Yeah. So it's a little bit different. But you're right. I mean, honestly, like,
it's got me to the point where I'm like, oh, I need to find a straight guy, Devo, and, like, talk to him. Like, hey, straight guy Devos, if you're listening, what's up? Hit me up.
Or maybe you could find some dudes that have actually had good experience with devotees and have them come on and be like, yo, let's talk about some good experiences.
Or even gay dude devotees. I mean, anyone else. But yeah, it is an interesting concept because you're right. I think sharing those positive experiences is probably a really good thing in that community and everything. You said you started telling your friends and stuff like that too. What were some of their reactions like?
They're totally fine with it.
They were like, yeah. Okay.
I know. Right? Exactly.
Like, oh, cool.
I built it up so much in my head. And like,
I like dating dudes in wheelchairs and like, uh-huh.
And they're like, okay, what are we getting to? Yeah. I know we've built it up so much in our head that when you finally get to it, it's very anticlimactic. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what that was weird.
That was
and then
AJ was like about to move out, he's like, okay, I got to tell the guys that I'm going to move out. And it's going to be like a big deal. And I'm freaking out right now. Hey, Andrew, I'm going to move out. Andrew.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm like, wow. You know, I didn't see it coming, but you know.
Yeah, and I had it all like planned out perfectly in my head because I was like, I got to tell my best friend first. She has to be the first one to know. Had it all planned out, like when I was going to do it, how. And as I'm like building it up, I'm like, she's just freaking tell her.
She's
like, why
friend.
Are you
yeah.
building it up like?
You're like
this?
In the conversation, you're just like edging it, and she's like on the seat of her seat. Like
she's on the edge of her wheelchair.
Yeah,
she's on the edge of the wheelchair, like.
We were out on a bike ride and like in the middle of nowhere, like just the two of us. So
okay,
I was like,
cool.
Oh, it's the perfect time to have a good conversation. But then I'm like sitting there doing it. And I'm like, wow, I really feel like I'm like coming out like I'm gay to my friends right now. Like this is really, I'm like, I'm not gay. That's what I told them.
The revealing
I can't believe I'm building this up like that. Like it's gay like, individuals go through so much to try to like come out and like tell people that.
And, yeah.
I'm like, I can't build myself up like that. It's not even that big of a deal.
Yeah, I think honestly, some of the most beautiful like coming out videos are the ones where the parents are like, yeah, I kind of figured.
Yeah,
like, you know, they're like, oh, cool. You know, like those are the best because it's like they finally feel that they can 100% be themselves. And I'm sure you felt that same way where you're like, oh my gosh, I've been thinking about this for so long and I haven't told anyone
yeah.
that it probably felt amazing to talk about it.
Yeah, it was cool. It was nice that a couple people in real life outside of like the guys have that they know now and the people on the message boards.
And everyone listening.
And everyone listening. And everybody listening yeah. now. Like, yeah.
And in a weird Shout way, out. You know, like I hope that this somehow builds a bridge between Devo and disabled people. And I think I've got a special place in my heart for guys, especially like paras and quads and like
wheelchair. You like dudes?
No, I mean, I got a special place in my heart, meaning like I remember being so desperately sad and lonely and like wanting to feel understood and like wanting a partner and like always talking to all these able-bodied girls. And they may have not been rejecting me because of my disability, but it felt that way. It mm-hmm. felt that way. Like every time I got rejected, it was always, I was like, oh, it's because I'm disabled. Because everything else from my perspective lined up perfectly. I mean, like in every way, like our thoughts, our opinions, our values, our beliefs, our interests, like everything was like in perfect alignment except I was disabled. So when they'd be like, oh no, I don't see you that way, my brain was like, it's because you're disabled.
But to that point, mm-hmm. like it's super important to mention that if you come onto our message board, just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't mean all the women are just going to flock to you and right. love you. And like, that's not it. Like,
oh my God, we got a new one.
Oh my God, there's a new one. We're all here. Like, oh my gosh. It's gonna
exactly. Everyone starts exactly. like fishing. Like
yeah. There's a new one in the pond. Go, go, go.
And there are some guys that come on there. They're like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I'm 32. Who wants to talk? It's like, well, we need to know a little bit about you.
I'm 32. Like,
I told you I've got the wheelchair.
Yeah, and I'm in a wheelchair. That's all you need to know. Yeah, that's not how it works.
Like,
you know.
So have you been to jail? Do like, you like your mom? Yeah.
Make sure you watch Richard's videos and like get yourself ready for a relationship before you come try to find a relationship.
So on the message boards, are Wheels Talking videos like pretty? Do people watch them? Like besides you, obviously.
Yeah, I think so. Cool. Yeah, I mean, I've thrown out the, because we have like YouTube channels to like follow and watch and everything like that.
Like suggestions.
And not like yeah. in a creepy way, everybody. Yeah. It's just like a.
I don't
know,
think it that way at all.
Right there's a lot of able-bodied people that watch your channel, and it's not for any other reason than it's interesting. I mean, mm-hmm. I think even if I was just friends with Richard and I wasn't involved in Wheels to Walking, I'd probably watch a good amount. I mean, my brother and my brother's girlfriend, like they watch our videos.
I mean, it's made for.
AJ watches the videos,
like,
I mean, obviously.
Paraplegic, it's super spinal cord.
Informative. Yeah, I mean, and it just introduces you to a world that you might not be aware of otherwise.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, it's totally like made for, you know, spinal cord injury, paraplegic dudes that like just got hurt, but you don't have to have an injury. Like you can be just a wheelchair user, or you can be a friend or a family member of a wheelchair user, or you can be like a doctor or a nurse or an occupational therapist or a physical therapist. Like you can be a devotee. There's a bazillion reasons why you'd want to watch. Yep. It's made for one specific like hyper niche group, but that doesn't mean it doesn't grow and build mm-hmm. anything more than it, more
yeah,
than
I
it
just
is.
Want to make yeah. sure we don't go from like, you know, you dudes like hating us to you dudes being like, oh my God, every one of them are going to like flock to me now. This is amazing.
Well, I don't know if I've ever been the kind of hating, because I can sniff out bullshit real quick. Mm-hmm. Like the second a creep is in my DMs, I'll literally be like, fuck off and block them. Like,
oh, you got me back really quickly. That's nice. I wasn't a creep.
Yeah, you weren't. but
you're
saying,
here now.
No, but I'm saying, I'm mainly talking about like, I mean, half of them I don't even see who they are because it's like a anime character and like no bio. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of anonymity. A lot of creepy people like to be really anonymous. And you weren't anonymous, and you were. I was like, okay, cool. So, but anyway, like that's when I had briefly mentioned. I was like, I don't think Devo's like me because I'm like, you know, not disabled enough or something. And you replied, you're like, no, that's not why.
That's not true.
Anyway. But I do like, I don't know if I've ever had like a horrible taste in my mouth because I've been clever enough to stop it before it gets bad. But I definitely imagine like a lot of desperate, sad, and lonely, both men and women that are disabled get taken advantage of by some really nasty, horrible people that are only in it for the kink. And then
there's also something weird about them, like physically, like we've joked about it. Like I could beat you up in a fight. Like I just like push you over, like run briskly away from you. Like, you know what I mean?
It could be,
do you think there is some weird, like control thing that people get? Like,
maybe,
I don't know. That's another thing.
I mean, I think about like my,
but again, like you're totally not into that type of thing. It's weird that like, I think
I could probably beat up some of the able body guys that I date. So
hell yeah.
I mean, I think about in the, like the BDSM community, like they may be like whipping and people and tying them up and stuff, but it's like, it's for the pleasure of the person receiving it, not necessarily for
the pleasure of the person doing it, or maybe it is for the pleasure of the person doing it. But it's like, that's a spectrum.
Depending if you're, I think with the BDSM stuff, it's like whether you're like sub or dom or like whatever. But I think that that's like where our brains go. Because at the end of the day, I think a lot of our brains go from like, okay, you're in this relationship and it immediately goes to like sex. And then like sex, there's always like, if you have a certain preference, it's like a kink or something like weird or whatever. Like,
dude, you're so kinky. You're like big boobs, dude. You like tats. Dude, you're so kinky. Weird. You're so weird, man.
Dude, you're like so girls.
Fucking weird, dude. Get out of here. You mean you like an honest girl with big tits
and good morals?
Oh, no way. Fucking creep.
You're super nice.
Yeah. Are you? Do you try to dominate her because she got morals? She got a big hat.
The bigger the hat, the bigger the morals.
Have you noticed that? Have you seen the girls that wear the giant fucking hats?
I just saw a fairly good friend of mine this weekend go out for her birthday with a big fucking hat on, and I was like, oh, God, you didn't.
Yes, the like, Kentucky Derby, the horse
like,
race girls.
I was like, you didn't, but I'll still be your friend.
So I guess have you ever seen that trend of the people wearing the really tiny hats? Mm. I guess they have like no morals.
Like on the little headbands?
Yeah, it's literally like a headband with like a tiny little hat. Yeah. Like a steampunk.
We've got like 18 minutes left, and in that time period, I want to know, like, obviously don't reveal the identity of the guy, but I want to know some like funny ass fucking
wheelchair stories.
Like dating, like relationship, like intimacy stories. I want to know some funny shit. Like,
oh man, I don't know that I have that for you.
Or like, I don't know. How about maybe interesting or confusing? Or if someone was like, out of all the stories, like if someone goes, tell me a crazy dating story, but maybe it's, because you date dudes in chairs.
Like, maybe give an example from you and Jalila.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I remember one time, like, I pooped on her in bed. Like, that was funny. You know what I mean? Like,
I think that was hilarious. The first time when you're trying to, like, fool around with a new person, especially a guy in a chair, like, there's some interesting experimentation that needs to happen. So
we have to figure out, like, what works for them and what doesn't work and what they like and what they don't like. And you got to get creative and yada, yada. But, I mean, even thinking about, like, oh, well, we like reserved this trip for this one place and it was supposed to be accessible and it wasn't. And it ended up, you know, having to carry him up the stairs and I dropped him or like, you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be something funny. Like, there's got to be some kind of thing that.
Talk about something else. I'll try to think about one.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I have one. We never dated because I guess it got the better of me a little bit beforehand. But like one of the first guys that I had told that I was a devotee when we were getting ready to go on a date on our first date. And like right before we're getting ready to go on our first date, he's like, okay, well, I can't drive. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like we can meet there or I'll come pick you up or whatever. And then he's like, well, I also need to tell you that like, I don't have any teeth. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm like, bro, we've talked about this kind of stuff now for like a week. Like how many more things are you going to come up with in the 15 minutes before I'm going to leave my house to come on this first date with you?
It could be a...
Did it get worse than the no teeth?
No. Did he say anything else after that? I don't think he said anything else after that.
Did you still go on the date?
No, we didn't go on the date.
Oh, no way. You were literally about to leave the house?
Well, I was because I'm like, we've been talking for like a week. Like, why is all this kind of stuff coming up like right at the last minute?
You think it was like self-sabotage where he like didn't think he was worthy, so he was just trying to come up with like any weird thing?
Maybe,
like,
I don't know. And you know, I was a little bit younger then.
I was going to say, that's my theory.
I think I have more stories about things that I feel guilty about because back then, like I really wasn't as comfortable and as confident. Mm. And so I think I have more stories that I'm guilty about than I do like funny.
Well, then let's hear them. Come on.
No.
Oh man.
All right. Well, I was thinking, that guy, I wonder if, cause I think about back in my dating, like I think in dating there's qualifiers and disqualifiers, meaning like usually there's certain things that are like, that's a no.
Hard red flag.
Like for me, for example, I can't date a religious person, like someone who like goes to church and like prays and like, that doesn't vibe with me. That doesn't fit my morals or my values or whatever. So if like someone's like, yeah, I go to church and like, let me pray about it. And I'm like, damn, like that sucks. Right. You know? But I think maybe what he was doing is like, he was like, kind of like, I can't believe this person actually like, let me throw out all of my disqualifiers or maybe the things I think are disqualifiers. Meaning, like, let me just kind of, like, show my ass and see if she's still interested.
But why didn't he do that, like, a week earlier?
Fear.
like I don't instead know. Of like 5 minutes before we're getting ready to meet each other. I think that's what threw me off.
I feel like
the
5 minutes before you're gonna leave is always gonna be the most like tense things ever, especially if you haven't met, and especially like
kind
of
terrifying.
Like there's been a couple of times on dating apps where it's like it's a some like yeah, you're about to like go out or something, and then they like cancel last minute or they say something or like
dating apps were the fucking worst for me. So this was my struggle. My struggle was twofold. I wanted to be as honest and authentic as a human being as possible. And for me, that meant in my pictures showing my wheelchair and my crutches. I wanted to be honest and open and be like, listen, like I'm not gonna pretend that I'm not disabled. But what inevitably happened is I got like no hits ever.
Right.
Like no one gave a shit because disability was an automatic disqualifier.
Because most of the people are not reading your bio. They're just like flipping through the pictures.
Exactly. So it's an automatic disqualifier. So what I at
when you're in a sea of like able-bodied people and you're just like, oh, it's like you're not necessarily, it feels personal to you because you're like, wow, no one fucking ever swipes right on me. But at the same time, to them, it's like, that was like maybe one of their like disqualifiers right off the bat. They're like, you know, whatever.
And you also don't know that there's people out there that are just looking for that.
True. I didn't know that. But I also thought that like, I was like, if they took time to read the bio, if they took time to text me, get coffee with me, hang out with me, they'd realize that I am so much more than this chair, that I am so dateable and very interested and very interesting and very stable and like yada, yada, yada. Like I'm a gem and I fucking know it, but like this wheelchair is like, it's halting
your style, bro.
So I tried an experiment where I went on like, I was like on a bunch of different platforms, but one of them I went on and I was like, cool, I'm going to put no wheelchair, right? I'm going to just do like headshots or like torso up or me sitting in a regular chair, whatever. And I got a lot more attention. I remember talking to one of my girlfriends about it, one of my friends that are girls, and being like, am I lying? Like, am I being dishonest? Like, am I tricking someone right now? She's like, no, just make sure you tell them before you meet up with them in person first.
Yep.
She goes, chat with them over text, you know, FaceTime them, get to know them, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. Just make sure that before you meet up in person, you just say, hey, before we meet up, I just want to let you know that I use a wheelchair to get along. I don't know if that's a deal breaker for you, but I feel like I need to be honest mm-hmm. about it. And unfortunately, it was a deal breaker for a lot of girls.
And you know, this
a lot of girls
talked about this.
They'd be like, oh, you're such a liar. Yeah. Like, why are you dishonest? Or like, ew, gross. Why would you trick me like that? And then I felt bad because I'm like, that's what I was trying not to do
right.
from the very start, but no one ever gave me a chance. So
a sort of happy medium is start with a couple of just like headshots or, you know, like you said, shots of just like in a regular chair or something like that.
Like the last one.
Like the last one or the last two actually have the wheelchair in it. And then
you've shown me profiles like that before.
Like, you know what? Somebody's looking at a couple pictures. You kind of start striking their interest a little bit. Maybe they're reading something. Then they get to the bottom. They're like, all right, maybe I could give it a shot. Maybe I won't.
Yeah, totally. I have seen a couple of profiles like that. I also think a lot of transgender people on dating apps do similar mm-hmm. things. Some are very open and they will say like maybe even their first picture is literally like a text thing. That's like, I am trans. Do not swipe right if you're not cool with the trans. You know? Mm-hmm. And then some are like very, you know, like they're, I think a lot of people use the word passable. I don't know if that's like even the politically correct term, whatever, but they look like I would not know that they're trans based on their profile. And then you scroll down in the profile a little bit. And at the very bottom, it's like, by the way, read my whole profile, whatever. Or maybe the very last picture, it says something about it or whatever. So it's funny how some people do ride that where they're like so forward that it's like, I'm trans. If you're not cool with it, then definitely don't swipe right. And then some people are kind of low-key trying to hide it. And you know what's funny?
I do think humor works a lot,
too. Humor works a lot, too. One thing I was going to say is I have been on, like, dating apps and deleted them before and gone back and deleted them.
All the time.
And things like that. And so I've seen the same people on there before. And so I've also seen trans people take different approaches. Like, one time, the one person was, like, very discreet about it. And then the next time I saw them on the app, they were, like, really forward about it. And then the next time it was, like... It was funny how they've like changed their perspective and maybe they got jaded because of like the responses that they got.
I just
got
can't put that much time into my dating profiles. I'm like, it's up there. It's up there for like a year. And then I'm like, I should change the picture.
I mean, that was my experience.
COVID-15.
Yeah, but I found that like, obviously I'm not in the dating world anymore. And thank fuck.
Yeah,
and I'm so glad that I found someone outside of the dating apps. And if anything, like, she was doing dating apps, and I remember being like, I'm gonna be the savior. Like, I'm gonna be the one guy
from the Bumble Boys.
I'm the one guy who's not a fuckboy, trash can, raccoon, garbage person who's like trying to just fuck. Like, I'm gonna be like a good person, and it'll be easy because she's dealing with trash people anyway. That was not a call out to call people on dating apps trash people. Sorry, my bad. But these particular dudes, she was talking to. I felt we're not
any dude on a dating right. site. But although I'm sure the chicks aren't any better. No, I'm sure the chicks aren't any better. These guys that have to put on there like, this is my actual height. I don't understand the height thing with, maybe it's because I'm short, so I don't ever have to.
No, it's
because
girls
about,
are discriminatory like that in the same way
what
that
do you
like,
mean you will not date anybody unless you can wear your 6-inch Louis Vuitton?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think with the height thing, it's, I think it goes both ways. I think guys are insecure and they don't want to date a girl that's taller. And also I think, like, because they just can't get over the idea of a girl being taller than them. Like, they are supposed to be the, you know, macho protector. I need to, you know, be able to whatever. And it's like if a girl is taller than them, that, like, emasculates them in some way.
I just can't imagine that being something that disqualifies somebody.
I don't know if I could date someone who's, like, 6'5 or something. But, like, I'll date a girl that's a couple inches taller than me. I don't care. I
mean, she's, like, a kick-ass volleyball player. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I remember, but also I think a lot of tall girls, it's, like, the same thing. Like, they don't, they're like, man, I want to date no short ass little pussy boy. Like, I want to date like
a
man.
It depends on the girl though. So able-bodied totally Richard was like 5'7", 5'8". And every time I saw a tall girl, I'm like, yes, everybody's afraid to go talk to her. I'm going to go talk to her. And I would, I'd be like, how many dudes don't talk to you because they think that, that you're too tall. And they'd be like, oh, so many. I'd be like, well, good. Cause I'm talking to you now. And they'd be like, oh, stop. You know, like they'd like it because, and then also now everyone's taller than me.
Oh, stop. And then they pat you on the head.
I mean now everyone's taller than me, but I think in the world of online apps and stuff, like humor definitely works. Like when people are 100%. Like, always got the best seat in the house, VIP parking, you get to skip lines at Disney World.
Sometimes,
like,
though, I have seen some wheelchair girls on apps and the humor, they take it like too far and it's really cheese and it's just like, this is cringy.
Well, take it this way, cringy. I'll never walk out on our relationship.
I like the amputee ones where it's like, I lost my leg if you find it. Like, I think if there's like one clever line, but don't make your whole goddamn profile like a list of jokes. Like, okay, we get it. You know all the wheelchair jokes. Cool. What now? What? You know, you've told all your good ones.
I'll wheelie into your heart. just made that one up.
Yeah. It's like, don't worry. I bring my own seat. Like, oh my God. But
best
I think if you have one good humorous line or like a couple, or even if you have like a funny picture of you like falling out of your chair or some shit like that, that'd be funny as heck. I think that'd be really funny.
An Instagram profile of a guy that literally just takes pictures of him just like on the ground that he like fell out of his chair. It's like Inconvenient Fall is like the name of his profile or something. I literally can't remember.
What do you think about the humor in the profile? Do you want to see it or not really?
No,
or?
I'm fine with it. I really get over the stupid fucking pickup lines that guys will send. I think the worst pickup lines come on Plenty of Fish. I'm just like,
oh, like the
guys,
copy paste like, pickup
oh,
lines. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's the worst one?
One guy one time was like, if you were a Skittle, you'd be the red one. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
I like the
me.
Orange one.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't, none of that. They're so stupid. I don't understand where guys come up with this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One I heard like kind of recently that I thought was kind of funny was someone said, it was like a random word or something. They're like, you're going to need to write this down. And I'm like, why? And I like Googled it and I couldn't figure out what it was. Like, I thought it was like some code. And they're like, it's the code to my Wi-Fi when you've come over.
Oh,
and I'm just like,
love.
Oh,
and then
God.
The COVID pickup lines right now. Have you
oh
been getting
Oh my
the-
God.
I'm off.
If
I'm,
you don't get COVID, can I take you out? Or if COVID doesn't take you out, can I?
Maybe can
I'm
I?
Like,
yeah.
I mean, Jesus. Come on.
There's so many like dumb, like social distancing and mask puns and shit.
Yeah, goodness. It's really, just be thankful. Just be thankful.
So we're running about 5 minutes till the show is over. Any final words of advice that you have for closeted Devo women or just devotee women, period? And what words of advice do you have for disabled guys? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for the devotee women, I think it's just, you know, start putting yourself out there. Just, you know, embrace it. Start talking to some guys. I think that's the only way that we can start changing this stereotype a little bit and trying to make it a little bit better. Just be yourself. Like, there's no reason to hide it. I'm not hiding it anymore, and I'm way happier about it. For the guys, I guess it's just, you know, maybe keep an open mind. Like, maybe you did have a bad experience before, but I mean, we've all had bad experiences dating able-bodied people. So, I mean, everybody has horrible dating experiences no matter what, you know, able-bodied or not. So, yeah, maybe just keep it in mind. I mean, I'm not I'm not crazy to think that I'm going to change everybody's mind coming on this podcast.
Oh, no. We're going to get so much shit.
I know. I'm terrified to, like, go read some of the comments or stuff that might come up. I might let you guys read them and just send me the good
ones. Yeah, stay away from the comments, honestly. Always,
yeah. But, you know, I mean, maybe there's a newly injured guy out there who's only heard the bad things. And he's like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to go give it a shot. And maybe we're going to, you know, completely change his mind. And like you said, help him out and actually realize that, like, there is still a possibility for a really great relationship with somebody.
For sure. Do you think that there's anything else that you wish that the community as a whole or just anybody in general, what do you wish they knew? Or like something that you wish you knew about Devos or something, or wish that people...
Like what would you, I mean, just what would you
just,
say to your...
We're just cool people. Like, we're just regular, normal people just trying to, like, date and find a really good relationship. I mean, it's hard enough to find a relationship to begin with anyways. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to, like, narrow it down to just what your preference is makes it even harder. But we're just cool people. Like, I mean, I think I'm a pretty cool chick. I don't know.
For sure. I mean, I think if people have listened this far, they already kind of get it, but... Yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah, and is there anything that you would say to your, you know, freshman high school self? You know, something like you see the guy transfer out of their car.
I mean, I wish I would have just walked right up to him and been like, "Hey, I'm Rebecca." Well, at that time, I was going by Becky, but like, "Hey, I'm Becky." Maybe at that
Becky,
time,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, Becky with the good hair.
She do so.
Yeah, I mean, I wish, but I mean, who's that confident in high school, especially a freshman in high school, you know? But yeah, I'm definitely getting more confident and comfortable with it myself, especially in just, like I said, in the last couple of months ever since I really connected and started talking to Richard. So, I mean, unfortunately it's taken me until I was 36, but you know, whatever.
It's fine.
Age is just a number.
And there's something that you said that, I think that anyone dating any disabled person for any reason needs to do, and that's person first. Because I agree that it is the most relieving thing to not answer the, like, what happened to you? I fucking hate, tell me your story. What happened to you? Like, oh my God, I don't.
Even I get annoyed with the question because they know that that's like what I do all the time. Yeah. So they're like, what happened? What happened to him? I'm just like, oh my God, I'm telling this for the 900th time.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you work with a wheelchair guy, right? And you're like, yeah. Like, what happened to him? And you're like, just fuck, man. We're at a party.
I've gotten pretty good at nailing it down in a few sentences, but then it always leads into the inevitable.
Well, it's like when we were in Houston and your friend goes, so tell me more. And her friend goes, that's a big question, dude. I go, how many hours you got? And I tried to give the quick version, but the thing is, the quick version always has follow-ups, so I try to smash all the follow-ups in like this
in
little
the intro.
In this little
and my
like
thing is,
in this
like,
little
why
5 minute.
Why is it anybody's business?
Why does,
like,
it matter? It's kind of irrelevant.
Right, it doesn't
it's
matter.
Irrelevant.
And it's nobody's
yeah.
business. Like, I have things about me that I don't like, and things that have happened in my past that I don't want to talk about. Thank God they're not like visible.
Tell me about your
and
glasses.
Fully, yeah.
Why do you have to wear glasses right. all the time?
They're not like fully visible and exposed to the yeah. world, so I don't have to talk about it every 30 seconds.
Yeah,
you know?
We all have
it.
Problems. You can just see one of mine.
Yep.
Like, what was it? It was Bert's wife, Joy. She said we all got wheelchairs. Just yeah. some of them are visible.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There was a really good quote that I had one time about that. Now I can't remember it. But yeah, it was something like that. Like, we all have scars or something like that. Some of them are just more visible than others or something like totally. That.
Yeah, I mean, I think about, there's a buddy of mine who went through a really difficult time of self-harm, and he's got like massive scars up and down his arm, but he's now so separated from that. But the thing is, people see self-harm scars and automatically make these huge assumptions and huge stories. And like, hey man, what happened to you? And he's like, just something dumb a couple years ago. You know, like, he doesn't want to bring it up, but it's like, it's something that's like
visible.
It's very visible and honestly kind of low-key intimidating. If you don't know him, because you're like, oh, totally. This guy's so fucked, he'll cut himself. And he cut me, you know, like you get these automatic assumptions. But yeah, it's definitely like there is a big relief in being around people. And I'm lucky that I've got really close people around me that like they know better, I guess. Like, I think about like Ian, like we were friends for like like a year and a half, like a long time. And literally, because he's had his own shit too. Like, he's had his own level of fucked. And like, I don't think once he ever, like, we were sitting around once, we were having coffee, and he's like, you know, what did happen? And I'm like, really? You've never asked me? He's like, no. I'm like, good. I like that, actually, because this isn't me. I am me. This is just what I used to get around. And obviously, there's a story attached. Like, but that story isn't relevant to the conversation we're having now.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep. But, yeah, Rebecca, thanks for coming.
Yeah,
this was awesome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This was really good. I normally would ask, where can people find you online and stuff? But I mean, I think that we'll just leave it at Rebecca.
Okay.
So thank you, Rebecca, for coming on the show and
follow us on places.